Good evening, little one. You've tuned in at just the right moment. A moment where curiosity becomes compulsion and fantasy becomes fate. I'm Miss Iris Vaughn, and this is Femdom Unleashed, your naughty transmission from the other side of the power dynamic. Tonight's frequency, Giantess Worship. Broadcast from somewhere bigger and wetter than you can handle. You're already mine, you know? The second you imagined yourself beneath me, toe high, trembling, begging for one more glance from a woman too large to care, well, that's when I felt you. And now you're here, shrinking by the second, tucked into my frequency, vibrating at just the right pitch to be stepped on. This is your invitation to shrink, squirm, crawl, and disappear. We've got towering heels, tongue worship, glass traps, and the soft horror of being swallowed whole. So sit tight, or better yet, lie flat. Because once I find you, it's already over. Here's what happens now. You hide, I hunt. And if you're lucky, I'll step on you gently. The floor creaks when I walk. You think that helps you. You think it's a warning. But really, it's the sound of your luck running fresh out. Every room I enter, I scan the ground. My heel hovers. I catch a flicker, a shadow. Maybe it's you. After all, you're the tiny, tiny thing that snuck their way into my house, thinking they were clever. I've stepped on coins that would probably scream louder than you. Found you. I love the ones that freeze, flattening themselves. Like that makes them safe. It doesn't. It just makes it easier to press down, slow, to savor it. Should I step on you now that I found you? No. I like to play with my food. I think I'll tease you with my toes first. I'll draw lazy circles around you, listening for your gasp. Sometimes I even hum while you tremble beneath my toes. Did you know? I can use my toes just like fingers. I could pick you up by your tiny little appendage. Just like this. With just my toes. But maybe I'll chase you again. Maybe I'll pretend not to see you, just to hear that desperate sound you make when my foot lifts again. And when I do step down, I roll my soul from side to side, smearing you on the tile. Oops, didn't see you there. I need to remind you what the bottom feels like. But honestly, it's been a long day and I'm tired. And I don't know if I should entertain somebody who snuck their way into my house, no matter how horny they were. This is my favorite part. I'm going to sit down at the kitchen table. I love this part of the evening where I sit still and everything is calm. I bet you can smell me, can't you? I bet you can feel the warmth near my feet and the rhythm of my breath above you. I am so big, and you're no larger than my thumb. Aw, you're almost too adorable to eat. I bet you'd crawl across the tile just to lick a crumb from my heel. Aw, look up at me. Yeah? Do you see the soft curve of my soul? I even put on some shimmery lotion today. You picked a fine day to sneak into my house, little thing. Kiss my pinky toe. The little one. Oh, I don't even know if you can do that with the pinky toe. You're so tiny. Aww. It's almost a shame that I want to crush you. Use your whole body if you have to. Rub yourself against me. Let me feel you humping my pinky toe like the desperate little morsel you are. Do you taste yourself in the dirt? Your old fantasies crushed flat in the grout. You were always meant to end up here, on your knees, beneath me. What are you doing under there? Did you think the counter would save you? You really scrambled your little legs, shaky hands, climbing like... Oh, did you climb a spoon as a ladder? How did you even do that so fast? Oh, that was adorable. I was watching, though. And now, you're stuck under the glass. And you're fogging it up with your breath. I shouldn't have used my good glass. I like this for tea. Aww, look at you, tiny palms pressed to the inside. Aww. Okay, I'll lift it up for just a minute. Aww, I'm going to pet your chest. I want to see what my snacks feel like. Oh, look. My fingernail is longer than you. I'm gonna put it back down. I'm gonna do it. Gotcha. Look at you in there. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. I bet that sound is so loud in your little glass jar. Aww. I bet it sounds like thunder. No, why should I stop? This is fun. You know what? Come here. Let's get these clothes off of you. I like my toys naked. Little shoe. There it goes. Oops, you'll never see that again. Oh, stop kicking and screaming. You know you like this part. I'm tempted to just put you between my toes and squeeze until you pop like a grape. But for now, I'll just carry you by the fingernails. Now I'm going to squeeze you into my hand. Oh, curled up like a little treat. I bet you're sorry you broke into my house now trying to catch me undressed, you little perv. Can you feel the ridges and lines of my hands and fingers? You know, I could crush you right now. Snap. Swallow. Ah. And you know which one I'll choose? Nom, 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 nom. Open your eyes. Look at me. My mouth must be huge. Can you see it? The slick pink. Soft, wet roof. Nah. The glisten of my tongue. Oh, you think this is some kinky game, don't you, that I'm here to tease you? But I'm not. No tricks. No escape. You entered my house uninvited. You licked my feet. You begged to be claimed when caught. And now, you get all of me. That's right. You get to see the inside of me up close. Do you have any last words before I gobble you up? Oh, that was good. Oh, I needed a snack. Oh, I need to wash him down, though. I never deboned them before. I get too excited. I bet he'll wash down lovely with this soda. There you are, inside of me, tucked beneath my ribs and melting oh so slowly, a permanent part of me, consumed by me, will be used by me. Aww. I should burp their name in memory, but I won't. I'll remember. Use a wheel. Pat my belly so you know. I will walk around with you inside of me. Maybe in heels. Maybe dancing. Maybe pegging a person or two. Your final moments, sloshing in the dark, spinning and pleasure. Maybe I'll whisper something sweet to help you let go. Yeah, and pat my belly and tell you. You were always meant to be mine. And when I curl up in bed tonight, I'll feel you, silent and warm inside of me, nourishing me. And when I curl up in bed tonight, I'll feel you, silent and warm inside of me. Like a wish that I got what I wanted. It's as if I Uber Eats myself a tasty little snack. Aww. It's too bad more people don't sneak in that are teeny tiny so I can eat them. A goddess always gets her way. I'm gonna remember this one. Tasted sweet. A little salty, though. Next time, dipping sauce. I just got a little excited. This has been Femdom Unleashed. And like I said in the beginning, I've been Miss Iris Vaughn. If this episode swallowed you whole, if you want more fantasies just like this, go to www.missirisvaughn.com for free audio, rituals, a gallery, and secret treats just for my listeners. And if you're brave enough to follow me in public, which you should be, find me on Instagram and TikTok, Miss Iris Vaughn. Don't be shy. I see everything. I would tell you to behave, but we both know you won't.